Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul. On Prophetic Sound Podcast, it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord, and what you hear, 'cause it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.
And they wonder how we do that. praise God, and welcome to Prophetic Wind Ministries and to our podcast. We are excited on tonight, excuse me, to have you as our guest. It is a night of great expectation, and I'm giving a shout out to my brother, King Shad, for the awesome intro and for the awesome song. You know, the man of God is doing this hour, and we are so blessed, but always see what he does as modern day evangelism, getting the gospel out to the masses. I just love the Spirit of God upon his life. And we are entering into our third night. This is our last night this week, and what better way to kick off the weekend than to share and to have such a dynamic individual on to share their experiences in God, to share what God has done in their lives, and even some of the challenges they have faced. Being one of you has so many, and please share that we are trying to people are to the podcast on the book and so as ready to start it. I just open it up our family, you know, quality good. We are trying out some new things, and so I pray that the sound quality is what it needs to be for you to receive what God has for you. Amen. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for this season. Father, we thank you, God, for using us in every way possible, Lord. We are here, Lord God, believing and receiving that you have something more for your people, Lord. We stand in the gap in the name of Jesus to deliver, God, to admonish the word in the name of Jesus. And God, I bless you and I honor you. Father God, I ask tonight that you will release a special anointing upon your people, Lord God, a special anointing upon us as leaders, Lord God, whom you have chosen to seek for in this season. Lord, I ask for an anointing to fall upon your son tonight as he shares from the heart of God what you have laid on his heart. And Lord, we do not take it lightly, Lord God, that we have been chosen for such a time as this. We do, Lord God, that there is something more that you are doing, Lord God, and revealing in this hour. Lord, we have been calling it the shut-in, Lord God. Lord, and we just reminded of the old school church, Father God, when they used to determine with all their heart, we're going to set this time apart for the Lord. We're going to set this time apart and just seek his face while he may be found. And tonight is no different, Lord God. We have determined to set our eyes upon you like flint, to be one who is going to be edifying, Lord God, your people. Not only that, Lord God, we are coming to hear from you. So, Father, in transparency, tonight is your night. Lord, we deliver all things into your hands. And Lord, I just encourage myself, encourage people that you are speaking even now, that there is a God that is transparent. That you are a God that is tangible and reachable. And Lord God, our scripture reading is from Revelations 3 and 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. Lord, we hear you knocking. Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Father God, that we answer the call. We answer the door on tonight, Lord God, and we say, have your way. We answer, Father God, and we say, Lord, shift us, change us, mold us in the mighty name of Jesus. And call us into a newness in you like never before. And I thank you, Lord. So tonight, Lord God, as we get ready to receive the more of you, let there be less of us. Let there be less of us and more of you. And we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So praise God for all of you. Again, our scripture reading, Revelations 3 and 20. Behold, I stand at the door knocking. The Lord is knocking tonight. He wants you to answer him tonight. He wants to come in and sup with you. He wants to come in you. He wants to come in and give you more than you can ask or think. He wants to begin to cause a multiplication to your lack. He wants to begin to close in the gap for your loneliness. He wants you to understand that you are no longer rejected, but the has brought you into the fold of God. You are royalty. You are chosen, and every piece of you is enough. And so tonight, I'm going to just be it. Not tarry the time any longer. I want to introduce my brother, my friend, my family. Yes, he's for us. Can you hear me?
Sorry, you're going in and out a lot. I can't really hear you.
One second. I'm going to switch my mic. Just one second.
All right.
Okay, praise God. Is that brother? Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Amen, amen. You know, they say that if anything's going to go wrong, it's your technology, right? So
every
just
time.
The devil in the name of Jesus. Okay, so we're going to do this again. So I'm
okay.
Introducing to some of you and to many of you, my brother, and this man of God, he is a true brother. Like, this is my family. I will come out the box and fight you over my family. Amen. And this man of God is just amazing. I believe the gift of God upon his life is so dynamic. Many people share the gospel of the Lord, but they do it in comfortability. I happen to know that this man of God shares the gospel in places, two people groups that are not comfortable. Amen. They're not popular, but they're necessary for the moving of the kingdom. They're necessary for the building of the kingdom. And so I've asked him to come on to share his experiences of being a man of God, being a young man of the Lord, being a rapper in God, being a worshiper in God. I've even watched this man of God pick up a flag or two every once in a while. Okay, I'm just telling you, he's a true worshiper. Amen. And And so I wanted him to just share his experience, share what God is laying on his heart. Amen. And we're just going to have a discussion. And that's what we do here. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Those who have just tuned in, please share the broadcast to your social medias. Amen. We thank you for that in advance. And so God bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm good, sis. How you doing?
I'm good. So normally what I do is I just let my speakers have their way, talk about what's on their heart, and I'll kind of jump in where you need me. But at this time, I'm going to relinquish the mic to you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, I also, you know, want to thank sis, you know, ever since we've been connected, man, she's always encouraging, always positive, you know. I can say something to her in confidence, and, you know, she won't just give me the fleshly answer. She will give me what thus saith the Lord, and that's always important to have those people around you that can give you God and can give you reality at the same time. Amen. I would say for me in this season, in this whole quarantine, I feel like in quarantine, if you have not elevated in your spiritual, if you haven't elevated in your education, in your talents, whatever thus saith the Lord, then you're missing the whole point. God had to stop the earth for you because you were doing so many things that wasn't what he wanted to do. You were extra working. You were doing things outside the will. And I realized that being quarantined, being, you know, having to sit in, you know, I travel a lot. I do ministry a lot. And, you know, I perform a lot. And it's like, now having that completely cut, I had to literally get inside me and dwell with things that maybe I was using the music to run from. Maybe I was using the road to run from. And God has showed himself to me in ways that I couldn't believe. And this season is so important because what God is saying is we have to learn how to literally cut the world off just to hear his voice. I think that sometimes we listen to so many things that are not God, that we think is God, or we try to say it's God so we can do it, and it's not true. There's people I know, even myself, who have sat on gifts for too long because maybe it wasn't a popular thing, or you didn't feel you was as good as the next person because you were comparing your gifts to another person. You know, or maybe you just was out there before, you got hurt, and just so many things. But God is saying, get back to the gifts. Get back to what I've called you to do, what I want you to do, not what you think you should do. Because I believe, and the Bible says, your gifts will make room for you. But you have to also be in a relationship with God to increase the gifts and make them to make your talent an anointing. I think that a lot of people have talents, but they don't, they're not connected to the right power source. They think the talent is internal and not really realizing that it comes from God. So in this quarantine time, I have really got more of my mind together, my heart. You know, there's things as a child that I never let go, or I never fully asked God to come in. I think a lot of times we ask God to come do a brush over clean job, you know, just to get the things that we see. You know, you might have some people come over and it's, I'm coming over. You know, oh, you hurry up and, you know, you clean up, but you might sweep it under the couch. You might, you know, throw the shirt behind the couch, and you might throw it under the bed, and, you know, everything like that. So when people come in, it looks clean, but if they take a deeper look, it's not. And I think for a long time, God, especially us as believers, we've done that so much, which is crazy to me because God knew us before we knew us. So how are we trying to hide from the all-knowing? No, it's time to go deeper and bring those things out so they can heal. Because what I realized is I was just walking around with bandages, still hurt, and now allowing those hurts to not be healed and taken out, they grew. So I hid them so much to me that I thought they were gone. But in actual reality, they were alive and well. So I was causing me to continually to either get hurt or hurt people because I was never healed from my hurt. And the enemy uses that. What we don't ask God to crop, the enemy crops in and he makes it bigger. He makes it bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where it's really not that big, but it's so magnified to you that you start doing things like, well, like I've heard people say, well, I'm already doing this, so I might as well have. And God, like, I never even brought that sin up. Like, you said that. So I think it's so good. Like, I think it's so good for the quarantine. I think it's so good for the stopping. And even the how powerful God did of closing the churches, it really has a deeper meaning to me. It's like, wow, like, you really closed the place because people were thinking they're getting their power from the building. They completely forgot that the church is in them. The building is a place of gathering so we can worship God. It's not a necessity, or it's not a guaranteed golden card into heaven. So it's like some people literally are in the church, standing there doing church things, but don't even have a relationship with God, not even talking to God. Just, I'm a worship leader, so I'm going to go up here and sing well. But when they leave there, they don't talk to God because it's a show, or I'm in position, so I'm going to use my position to hurt other people. Or maybe I felt like I wasn't something in my life, so now I get a position at church, and so I hurt other people. It's just so many things that God, I feel, just watched as a church, as us, because we all have our shortcomings, you know what I'm saying, and our low grades, and we literally were acting out of pocket to the point where people had open stats, conversations, music videos, openly saying God is not in the church. The church has no power. Like, that was a saying for 3 years straight, like, strong. People was like, I'm cool. The church has no power. So in this time, it's like, this is relationship time. This is God in you. This is God in your family. That's why if you've always been on a mission and always in a go, it's like, how are you evangelizing everywhere else but not in your home? So you know what I'm saying? You're ministering everywhere, but your home is not sacred. Charity begins at home and spreads abroad. So if the house is out of order, your ministry is out of order. And I had to realize that, you know, because in my mind, I'm like, well, I'm still young, you know what I'm saying? I'm still this, that, and the third, so I'm a hurry. And I rest when I die. I just said, I just rest when I die. But you can't think like that. Like, you need to take a pause now and say, let me get things in order while I'm here on earth. Because it's so important to, because that's what you will be judged on judgment. So that's just really what's been on my heart, is really just digging in deep, taking out, and being a newer me. Not just a temporary new me, because, you know, we'll, you know, on Sundays, you know, we'll have a good worship experience. The word is good. We'll come to the altar. We'll have our crying moments, and we'll be like, oh, God, renew me. But then we really don't walk the steps of renewance. So we keep doing the same thing over and over again. And I told God, I'm just tired of coming to you for the same sins all the time. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to be perfect, because Paul said every time you do good, well, evil is always present. But at the same time, there are certain things I should just have to stop doing. And if I'm still continually doing them, then God, I'm not fully coming to you, asking you to take it out, because I wouldn't keep constantly falling over the same thing. So just that alone has been coming to me. So it has caused me to be more, you know, in my word, more, you know, say more questions I have, more conversations with God, even people I'm cool with. Like, I haven't talked to, building with people, like, you know what I'm saying, talking to God a lot. And I've seen so many miracles. Like, I have, like, friends who literally are not Christian, who don't believe in God. I got cousins who don't believe in God, don't believe he exists, but none of that. They don't follow none of it. And to end this season now, I had them call me and have God conversations, because what they're seeing on the earth, they've never seen. So they have no power. They feel like they have no control. So when you have no control and you in reality start hitting you, like, yo, I need something supernatural. I don't want to say that because I've been the advocate of not saying there's a God or blah, 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 blah. You know, so it's like, you know, they come to me and they ask me questions like, how do I speak to them? How can I speak to them when I denied them? But now look how we're living. Like, I never thought I'd see this. I never thought, you know, I would be a part of something that's happening in the earth. So it's causing him to look up. So all these things are done for the glory of God. You know what I'm saying? And I had to realize that in so many ways personally, because I feel like if you feel like you've already arrived as a Christian, like you literally went high as God as you can, then you're probably not following the right God, because it's always growing. You're always learning. you know what I'm saying, seek the Lord. And that's what I told God. I don't want to search it. I want to seek it. Like, I'm searching is, I'm just looking frantically trying to find something. Seeking is seeking with a purpose. I have a purpose what I'm seeking you for, because I want my purpose to increase. I want you to literally be in every move I make, not in a move after I made the move. Like, a lot of times we do the, we're going to do this, and then as it's going, we say, God, was I supposed to do this? It's like, we don't even ask him beforehand. We don't even fast beforehand. I just had a conversation with somebody the other day, and they said, you know, I'm telling people around me that are Christians, I'm fasting. And they said the people made them feel like fasting for what? Like, they don't fast no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that bothers them. And that's crazy, because it's very true. I know people who don't fast anymore. And it's like, but for me, I have to do certain things to stay in the will, to stay on the will, too, in the will of God, on the will of moving forward, because it's nothing for me to slip off. So I say, God, give me strength. You know what I'm saying? God, you know, give me wisdom. And if I fall, like, let me learn from my fall. Like teach me, you know what I'm saying? Re-educate me, because found myself so busy that I really wasn't even talking to God as I should be. As I am now, as I am with this virus around, it's a whole nother mentality. And that's how even once this is lifted, we still have to be in this same mindset, because we don't know the time and the hour. So we should be operating as if there's a virus in the land. It is called sin that affects all of us. So we should be operating accordingly. And having people around you that love you enough to check you with the love of God, that's another thing. You can't have people around you that I've learned. For me, I can't have passive people. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Even if I don't want to hear it, that I'm wrong. If coming from somebody I know has the best interest of God for me, and then the best interest for me. So all these things has been enlightened to me being locked down. So it's like, I took it as like this. It's like Daniel in the lion's den. I get it now. Like, we've been in the lion's den for like 2.5 months now, and we can't do this. The little things we appreciated, now it's gone. So it's like, I can only hear God. So I understand how Daniel's faith was amazing, because he wasn't scared of no lions. He wasn't scared of nothing, because he could hear God, because he had no distractions. All he could do was put everything he had, from his faith to his belief to everything, into God while he was locked up. So that's what I've gotten. That's what is in me. And I told God, like, once you open everything back up, maybe you won't. I don't know. But I know that I feel closer to you and people around that I always wanted to have conversations with, who I know in the streets, who I know, you know, has their issues with God or the church, because that was a big issue. It was like, when I really talked to the homies and got in there with them, like, they have church hurt from kids. Like, you know, they have church hurt from 9 years old if they, you know, were going through things and their mom went to the pastor or the church and the church played them and the church said it was going to do, they didn't do, or they helped their mom, but then they talked about them. Then the people in the church talked, like, you know, they went through things, or like, some stuff I don't even want to say. So their complex with God have come from man. So I was letting them know, like, you really don't have an issue with God. You have an issue with the people who represent God, because God never did nothing to you. You just took that hurt that was caused by people of God, and you just mushed that together and said, I don't beg with God, because we are people. But guess what? We are sinners saved by grace, still sinning. And I had to tell them that. But I would rather walk in righteousness in that narrow path and have God to be out here just freelancing. Because freelancing has no structure. And no structure is going to have you structurally going to places that you don't want to go to. So I just really appreciate those conversations. Like, those conversations really awoke me. Like, wow, that's wild. You know, that's wild. And I get it. So I've been through dumb church hurt, like, dumb church. So, like, I was telling them, like, me too. Like, me too. You know, and they were like, hold on, you too? Like, you think my walk for Christ has been amazing? Like, I've had my rough patches. I have done things that wasn't Christian. I have had experience from leadership and people in the churches that hurt me. I have hurt people in the church. So, again, it's our relationship with God. Stop basing it off position or the building. It's our relationship. And just like when Jesus said, he who has no sin, cast the first stone, it's who's perfect, and that's none of us. So that's why I have a big issue with gossiping, talking about slandering each other in the building. Why are we saying anything about each other but love? Because we all are filthy. If God lifted the veil on all our past stuff, we never told people, would God even know you? Would he say, I knew you? If he really judged you on everything you've done, none of us, we should be just all on fire down here. But he doesn't look at it like that. So that's why I don't like God. I don't know how I got here, God, but I hear you. I don't like that. We have to stop tearing each other down. Pray for each other. When you hear somebody is going through something, stop gossiping and talking about this, that, and the third. Reach out to them. Are you okay? Do you need help? Can I pray for you? I'm not here to judge you. You're my brother in Christ. People say, I'm your brother, I'm your sister in Christ, but they don't act like it. It's just cliche things to say. God has had enough of it. He wants people. He wants the warriors. He wants the real people of God who love first to be on the front line. Because, yes, we're going to have to fight, but it's going to take love, too. So I ain't here to judge nobody. I ain't here to act. That's not important. What's important is, do you know Christ? Do you love him? Cool. Let's walk together. You know why? Because sometimes I'm going to want to get off this path. Sometimes I'm going to slip off this path. Sometimes I'm going to sit down on this path because I'm tired of being on this narrow road, and I'm going to need that brother and sister in Christ that look to me and speak life back into me. And the enemy is so heavy in the church, like I told somebody who said the church don't have power. The enemy is so in it because we are so addicted to power in the church. We want a position. You know, call me minister. Call me pastor. Call me bishop. I want to be this. I want to be the minister. I want to be over this ministry. We're so concerned about position, but we're not concerned about relationship. We don't want to introduce people to God. Just know my name. Just call me by no. Because guess what? When you want judgment, God ain't calling you Minister Rashad. Come forth. So we need to love each other enough. It was God's love to say, hey, I'm here for you, and I mean it, because I am seconds from you. I am seconds from getting out of the will of God. I'm seconds. So that's why he says two or more are gathered. It's the energy. It's the power that we possess. God has given us dominion. So when you get all of us together worshiping God, the outpouring, the change that can happen in the earth is mind-blowing. But we can't even get past, you know, I want to be the best usher, so I'm going to hate on them. Or she sing better, they picked him. I'm sick of that. I'm so happy. I'm going to be honest on this show. I'm so happy that the church is closing, because more people are in relation. They are in the Word. They're like, whoop, the building's open, so I'm in the Word. Now, if I've never been in the Word with my daughter, I'm in the Word. If I've never been in Word with my sisters, I'm in the Word with them, because stuff is going on. They're asking why. So we're opening up revelation. We're opening up the Bible. We're getting in there, because curiosity in a crisis. It's curiosity in the crisis now. So now they're like, okay, so, what about this guy? You know, yeah, I say everlasting and peace. So I need to know him, because I don't have no income coming in. I can't go nowhere. People are dying, and the government can't stop none of it. So the things I know carnally are failing. So automatically, we all have spiritual chips that's in us. We just got to activate them. And this has activated them in people that never wanted them, because they thought they were in control. So I love the fact that, like, we're having this discussion while I'm speaking. I hope that we talk back. I hope people listen, chime in. But man, in this season, man, God wants us to be warriors for him. And it's time. It's time. Everything you've learned, everything your mama taught you, your grandmama, the pastors and generations on, oh, it's time to activate now. It's done talking. It's action time. Because the Christians, when this thing grows and whatever happens, it's going to be the people of God who have connection with God is going to have to come forth. Because it ain't going to be nothing man that created going to change it. It's not. They're going to be like, oh, that ain't working out. Because it's going to take a supernatural. And they can't create supernatural. Can't do it. Can't do it. So that's really all I have to say. Just keep building what you're doing. If you haven't, get in that word more. Reach out to people you haven't talked to. Mend these relationships. Whoever you're not talking to, forgive them. Forgive them. Because you would hate if Judgment Day comes and you are excited because you have lived a life. And God says to you, you never mended that relationship with that friend. And that friend needed to see God in me, because had you called and apologized, it would have sparked something in them that said, wow, I know the old them, but they must have God that they claim so much was in them to humble them to come apologize to me. So in this season, you're at home, pick up that phone and say, I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you, because you don't want to be on that other end or see this person pass and you didn't do what's right, especially as someone who has God dwelling in them. So we have to learn forgiveness, man. Forgiveness is so important. And so I have been dealing with forgiveness. I have been wanting forgiveness. I've literally been on the phone with people that I thought I'd never talk to, because if I seen them, I was going to hurt them. But I had to, because God said, in my quiet time, you got to do it. And people did it to me, reached out to me and talk to me that we hadn't talked in so many things. Like, when I tell you, the revelations that has been happening has been phenomenal. So I'm so sad that there's people who've lost their life for the coronavirus. I'm really sad for it. I pray for the families, and I pray for the people who's affected. Like, because honestly, we all have, whether you had somebody in your family pass or not, you feel other people's pain. We've all had that nervousness when you had that little call for that sneeze. You got a little nervous. You said, Jesus, Father, let me drink all the vitamin C. You drunk every orange bottle juice you could find. You bathed in antibacterial soap. You ain't even regular soap. You just pouring a whole bottle on you. But, man, like, I'm telling you, God is so amazing. So, man, be encouraged. Like, be encouraged. Know that God is here. He didn't leave. I have seen posts where people like, you know, the churches is closed, so I'm going to now be into the comedics, and now I'm going to be. I said, man, if a building closed for 2 months and you ready to turn your whole religion, you didn't know it from the beginning, and I'm going to pray for you. So that's really all that's got in my heart. But we could talk and build. You know, we could build and talk. I'm with it.
Amen. You know, it's funny, brother, that you mentioned the heart, the things of the heart, that God is really digging deep. And, you know, in the silence, his voice is so loud right now that and one of the things I always say is we major in what God minors in, you know. But in this hour, like, we are, I know for us personally, we are seeing people's empathy start to return, their compassion start to return, those areas that were calloused and hard in the heart,
yep,
starting to become soft again. And mm-hmm. And like you said, many people were carrying around baggage and carrying around hurt, mm-hmm. carrying around those things that,
yep,
you know, I don't know where that response came from, but I know it came from somewhere deep inside your heart, you know? And so,
right,
instead of us taking it in and internalizing it, now we're really taking time to have that mindfulness thought. We're having that time of, you know, I say I've been practicing my emotional intelligence very well nowadays, where you're kind of thinking, okay, but how, you know, why is my brother and sister reacting this way? How can I be a help and not a hindrance? You know, so we're definitely in a new time. The Spirit of God is hovering over the deep things in our heart. He's uprooting and destroying some things. You know, I tell people all the time, and my brother knows my testimony, and most people that are part of this ministry know, I wasn't saved in the church. I had a supernatural experience with the Lord in my apartment, as I was a major drug dealer and gang member, right? So
yeah,
my problem didn't start there. It started when I went through the four walls of the church, and all of a sudden I was made to realize I was less than. And so we have to have an understanding that we are triage for so many people. You may not know that sister or that brother has that hurt and has that pain in them.
Come on.
But you have an understanding that I know the God that's in me has everything that they need if I just allow him to shine through me. I don't need the extra. 9 times out of 10, the extra is my flesh wanting to shine through, right? But when I am in a place where my spirit man rises above all my fleshly extras, I can then be effective to help somebody for real.
That's right.
You know, one of the things that God is doing is he's flipping the church upside down. And really, it is the way that it should have been in the first place. The word says that the church was built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. So guess what?
Right.
We should have been underneath the people, undergirding the people, strengthening the people, protecting the people. As leaders, that's what we're here for. But what happened? All of a sudden, the church gets inverted, and we got leaders sitting on top of the people, and the poor people aren't strong enough to hold up that weight. So the Lord is kind of doing, I say a recalibration. That's been my word for this season, a reset, a recalibration of just trying to get us to understand his ways above our ways. And there was things that, hey, church things are good, Christianese is good at times, but really the church had to get to a place where we were stripped, we were transparent, and we're like, okay, you know what? We don't know it all. We don't have it all, but we have a God that does. And I, brother, sister, I don't have the answer, but I'm going to lean on God with you, and I'm going to support you, and I'm going to walk with you through this time. And we're not going to allow the enemy to use division. This is why the Lord said that a house divided falls. If we cannot support, if you can't support your like the man of God said, if you can't, if your home isn't in order, if you're not, if you can't minister in your home, how are you ministering to the world? A matter of fact, the word says that we're disqualified because our home actually teaches us and trains us in those little nuances and dynamics that you don't want to be practicing on God's people with. Amen. So, you know, how do you control your temper when somebody isn't in agreement with you? You know, how do you make sure that you're not utilizing the word in a manipulative way? How do you bring forth discussion in a way that is not that is effective and doesn't tear the next person down? All of these things happen in the dynamics of relationships. It teaches us and trains us how to be effective in those relationships. But what I have noticed, and I thank God for his grace, is a lot of those little nuances that we should have been trained in through discipleship, through relationship, through, you know, just getting it together, hasn't happened. So guess what? Now I'm in a high place without the tools. My gift is taking me where my character can't keep me. And so the Lord is saying, okay, people, I love you, but I need to recalibrate some things. And so during this time, this is that time where we want to allow God to have his ultimate way. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying my time on my face. I'm enjoying the midnight encounters with the Lord and just spending time with him and meditating on his word. I'm with Shad on the point where, you know, sometimes church can get a lot of hustle and bustle, and now we're doing the church thing, but there's no intimacy in it.
So
we give God praise for all that he wants to do and all that he is doing in this hour, because there is purpose in it. I need somebody to say hallelujah that there's purpose in this time being spent with him. And I don't know about anybody else. I'm not in a big hurry to get back into the hustle and the bustle of the highway and the byways. I feel in my heart that the Lord is giving us a time that we have not seen since the book of Acts. And that is that time where the church is focused in on God and one another. You know, in the book of Acts, they went from house to house. The word says that the church had no need because the church was fulfilling the needs. They didn't have to go to social services. They didn't have to go to this. They didn't have to go to that. Your sister needs a bowl of soup. You walked over and gave your sister a bowl of soup. And so can I see that on so many different levels getting ready to happen and transpire? Absolutely. Because the Lord is melting the stony hearts. He is causing us to love in ways we have not loved before. And I am so grateful for you, man of God, who I can honestly say my brother is consistent. Now, let me make it clear. I can't say that for everybody. Amen. But he is consistent in the message that he gives, and that is let's love one another. Let's try for one another. Let's be better for one another. And then let's also be better for ourselves, try for ourselves, and get it together so that the body of believers can be made whole in this hour, because that is the will of the Father, for his people to be whole and in love with him and with one another. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Did you have anything else you want to add, brother, before I start opening the phone lines?
No, go open up phone lines, you know, but if, you know, God download, I'll spew out.
That's what I'm talking about. Spew, brother, spew. Okay, so we're going to start with the line ending in 2129. God bless you. How are you? She might be at work. Okay, we'll go back. We'll come back to you. Okay, we're going to go to the lines ending in 2202. 2202, God bless you.
That's me.
Amen. Yes, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm enjoying
awesome.
Listening.
Awesome. Is there anything you would like to say, or do you need prayer for anything?
Well, I could use prayer. First of all, I just want to say that I appreciate everything that you're doing. It's a real, you know, ministry for all both of you, and I appreciate
Amen.
It.
Amen. God bless you.
I've had anxiety and depression since I was about 20, so 30 years, and I would just ask for prayer for that.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, did you want to pray, or I can pray?
Sure. I have no problem praying. Father God, we just come to you, God, humbly as we know how, Heavenly Father God. We ask you, God, to pray for this sister, God. She says she's dealing with anxiety, God, and I, too, myself, God, used to have the same issues, God. I ask you, God, to go in her mind, God, to whatever that is making her anxious, God. You say, be anxious for nothing, Heavenly Father, God. So we ask you, God, to give her peace in her mind, God. Give her peace in her spirit, God. And anytime the anxiety builds up, God, remind her that you are her peace, Heavenly Father. God, you are her strength, God. Strength like no other, God, that she has no fear, God. Fear cannot sit in, Heavenly Father, God. Whatever she's feeling, whatever this is tapped in from, Heavenly Father, I ask that God to be snatched out right now in your precious name, God. Let she not have this issue again, Heavenly Father, God. But if it happens to come, God, remind her, God, that you are her strength, God. You are her peace. You are her calmness, God, her stillness, God, her pause, Heavenly Father, God. God, I understand, God, because when I had things of being left alone as a child, you know, when it was just me and my mother homeless, we went through so many things, God. I developed anxiety because I was in unsurety, God, insecurity. I was worried, God, and I grew up with it for a while. But as I got older, God, I went through so many situations, God, that you showed me that you were my peace, God. So, God, I'm asking you, God, to do the same for her, Heavenly Father, because she's already coming. coming in access of prayer. That means she recognizes Heavenly Father, and she knows that you have the power to change it and consider it gone, God. We all together agree, God, that it will be no more, it will be cast away forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Absolutely. And as my brother was praying, you know, I noticed some family dynamics that the Lord is getting ready to intervene in. And it was almost like a longing to see a child or grandchild. I'm not sure if it was a grandchild, but there is some strain on relationships. And the Lord just wanted me to let you know that he is bridging that gap. We were talking about how the Lord is dealing with hearts and, you know, melting, you know, areas that have been areas of contention for so long. But when you think about it in this context, like,
phone went out. Hello?
Amen. Thank you for your patience. It looks like the enemy did not want me to deliver that word. Amen. But the strain that is upon, and I don't know you, but there was there's a strain on relationship within your family, and the Lord is saying that he's dealing with the heart on that matter. It was some areas of unforgiveness that were causing callous that just wouldn't let what it be. You know, sometimes people just can't pass whatever happened yesterday. And so that's what I was seeing, that there was going to be a reconciliation within the family and that the Lord was going to be melting away some of that extra that has been occurring. So, yeah, that's all I had. I got kicked off. So.
Oh, wow.
And so God bless. Oh,
amen. Well, amen.
Well, look, I knew my brother was on the line. He was gonna catch the baton for me.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I'm literally talking and didn't even realize I had got booted off. So, amen.
Devil mad. Oh well. We good.
Okay.
The world
just
get
a little
out.
Upset.
Hey, look, it's good. God bless them. It's like, you all right? God bless Satan too.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to say. God bless Satan too. We got to pray for him because he needed.
he needed. You know, it got to be horrible to know your outcome already. Got to be.
Got
to
be horrible. I couldn't even walk around.
Got
to
be horrible because, you know, one of the things I always say is, Lord, please don't let me have to lay in the bed that I made. Like, give me grace. Amen.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So it's all
amen.
Good. So,
amen.
Woman of God, did you get that? Could you hear me okay? Is she still on? Okay.
I did.
Oh, no, she's still there. I think I just
heard. Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yes.
So,
I
you know, just praying.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you, and we're looking forward to just awesome testimony. You know, God is so good. Like my brother said, he's dealt with some issues. I think we all have dealt with some issues, but this is a season where God is saying, you know what, I'm gonna do something with those things. Like, I think a lot of people are done, you know, trying to hide it and really want to just be like, look, I want real healing, and for me to have real healing, I have to address it. So, amen to
yes.
that. Okay. So love you very much. Thank you for coming on.
Love you.
God bless.
Thank you too. Thank you.
We are going to move on to number ending in 1648. God bless you. Welcome to the podcast.
God bless. Amen. God bless you. All I can say is praise God. Hallelujah. I was working late. My God. And when I got off of work, I said, well, I'm too late to call in. But I tell you, I called in just the nick of time. I heard some of the word, and I was just blessed by what I heard and encouraged to continue. So I thank God for being on the call on tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anything
God
we can be in prayer for or agree with you on tonight?
That's just, yeah, I would like prayer. If you just pray however the Lord leads you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That means I trust
Brother,
you.
Brother, you want to lead out? You want me to lead out? Huh?
Sis, this one on you. I got your back.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for your daughter, Lord God. I thank you that, Lord, you are expanding her in this season. That, Lord God, I hear the word administration, administrator, Father God, that you're going to give her some like supernatural, superwoman skills to get some projects done. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are using her as a builder and a building block in this season. And that, Lord, you're getting ready to showcase her to those who have been, you know, sometimes people choose to look over us, choose to not want to acknowledge. But, Father God, I just feel like this is a season, Father God, where they're going to have no choice but to look up and say, wait a minute, this is the talent that we need in this area, and this is the anointing that we need in that area. And so, Father God, I thank you, Lord, for her being a carrier of your glory and for her being one who can be used and trusted, Lord God, without it becoming a place of contention for her soul, Father God, because some people just can't handle having any type of power. So I thank God that, Lord, her humility is keeping her in this hour. And so, Father, we thank you and we honor you. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that the dreams and the visions, Father God, they are not dead. They are yet growing fruit, Father God. They are yet growing roots, Father God. And I see a sprouting up in this season, Father, that is going to help her, Father God, to grow in new areas and expand into new areas, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, old things pass away. But there are some new things, Lord God, that are being revealed for your daughter in this season, Father. You know, it's amazing to me how, you know, the world meta came to a stop, but God is so very active. He is so very active. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, you are just activating newness for your daughter, activating new life and new abundance of joy, Father. I just see that as well, that there's just so much joy that is getting ready to come to her in this season. And so, Lord, we just ask, Lord God, that according to your will, let it be done unto your daughter. And we give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So God bless you, woman of God. Ooh.
Amen.
And thank
thank
God
you.
For
Hallelujah.
You allowing him to use you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just feel that in my spirit that, you know, many are called, but few were chosen. And when the Lord calls upon you, you're like, okay, God, what are we doing? Like, I'm ready to go. And that's why he really loves that about you. I sense there's just no hesitation in you. You're like, okay,
thank
Lord, we're going to Timbuktu. Let's get it, Lord, you know?
Thank
and,
you,
And so I thank God for you, and I thank God for servants of God, people that are still servants, and you're truly a servant. And so we love you. Thank you for coming on the line. Amen. And welcome to our little family and our little neck of the woods. Amen.
We love you. Come on.
God bless you. Thank you. I love you. I love you all. Thank you, Jesus.
I love it. I'm so happy my brother's here. God bless you, and we'll hopefully hear from you again.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Man, be encouraged. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, brother, you know you can bust out a song now. I won't be mad at you. Okay.
There you go.
I would not be mad at you.
Yeah,
it would
never
not be
know.
Terrible.
You never know. You know, let the Lord lead.
Amen.
Let him lead.
Let him lead. That's it.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go on to number ending in 7581. God bless you. And welcome to the podcast.
God bless you.
Hi.
I just came in at the end, like maybe at 7:40, but I'm always encouraged and willing to hear what God has to say from other people because we just can't really just hear from one person, you know, and plus I like to be encouraged from different people, and sometimes I might not know, like, what God is saying, and, you know, he sends messages through other people as well. So I'm just encouraged, and I'm just blessed by what you both are doing, and especially at this time that we're going through now, and, you know, we can't bear cake ourselves up in the house and think that we can't praise God the way the situation that we're in now. So I just thank God for that.
Yes. Yes,
amen.
Too.
Yeah.
I thank God.
Well, you know, go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. I so agree with that. I think right now, just in this season, it's so amazing that it just shows you how just a glimpse of God's thoughts. Like he would literally shut down the whole country, like to get their attention. Like he'll literally shut down a whole country to get their attention. That's a mighty God right there. Hello, hi, I'm here. I know you're running around. I know you're taking care. I know, hello, hi, I'm here. You know, I'm the reason you woke up. Thank you. You know, so it's just he's just so amazing. He's so amazing. He's just so amazing. Like who else can do that? Like no one else can. And I just thank him for just being sovereign. I thank him for loving us past ourselves. Like because. The things in us that we deal with that God still loves, like, I always talk about love so much because I literally be like, the things that you still love, like the things that honestly we've done that no one knows, he still loves you enough to say, you please go forth and do my word. I make you anointed. I'm going to be in your mouth. I'm going to, knowing that I've said things out this mouth that is not holy, thousands of occasions. You still made my mouth anointed to speak what you want me to speak. Like, how could we not serve a God like that? That same body that you have done things with, God still uses, though, with him, covered it to help other people. So just like when you minister and dance, and just think about it. Like, if we just really think about it, the same touch God will use your hands to heal, like, he's phenomenal. So, yeah, I feel that.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And at times I be getting so overwhelmed because of what we going through. You know, I still work and you got to come home and you got to cook and clean. And now we got to become teachers for our kids. And I get so overwhelmed sometimes and drained out. And I just be praying, like, God, give me strength to continue on. So, yeah, I just stay prayed up.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to pray for you, woman of God, and we're going to believe God that he's going to create a safe space that is going to allow you to kind of hoosaw for a moment, for the lack of better term. Mm. And
yes.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter, and we thank you, Lord, that she is trying to do everything in all things in excellence, Father God. And, you know, that in itself can create a certain amount of pressure, Father. And, Father, so we ask right now, Lord God, that you would just release the pressure. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you release the pressure. And, Father God, that there will be a support system to rally around your daughter, Father God, that will help her, Lord God, in the work of home and work and ministry and everything else she has on her plate, Father. that you would begin to surround her, Father, with people that see and hear and react and respond to the need. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you care about the things that we are concerned about. We thank you, Lord, that you said that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And I thank you, Lord, that this, too, you care about. And this will be, Father God, a testimony of your love, of your greatness, of your compassion, of your glory. And so, Father God, I just ask you, Lord, that you will also bless her children during this time. You know,
yes,
I'm a mother, Father God, and I have an understanding, you know, there's something God was laying on my heart concerning the children, how, you know, it, as much as we're dealing with what's going on, they're dealing with it as well, but they don't get to make maneuvers and choices like we do. They just have to deal with it. And so, Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, I pray for the children, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint them, Lord God. You will keep them at peace. You will give them understanding, Lord God, that, yes, we're in this time, but it doesn't mean life is ending. That, Lord God, there will be a day again when they get to see their friends and they get to do things again, Father God. But right now, Lord, we ask that you will blow peace upon every household and every child.
Yes,
that will pass the understanding of what it looks like in the now.
Yes, God.
And so, Father, we bless you and we honor you. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank
amen.
You so much. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
You, and God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for coming. Brother, did you have something?
No, I just want to say the Bible says in Psalms 34 and 17, when the righteous cries for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from their troubles. So just know that everything you put up to God, he hears you, and he will rescue you from that tiredness, and he will strengthen you to be the home teacher and all those things. So, man, just count it all joy. Help is on the way.
Amen. Received in Jesus' name. Okay, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for coming, and we look forward to seeing you again on the podcast.
Thank you.
Okay, we are going to number ending in 8333. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're good, and yourself?
Wonderful.
I am just wonderful. I've been enjoying what I'm hearing to my ears, and I have actually had the honor to actually know Mr. Rashad, and I am proud of you and what God
Thank
is
you.
Doing within you, and that's
Amen.
Why anytime you say I'm doing this or I'm doing that, I'm going to be on board because you have something to say and something to give to the people, and that's
Amen.
What people need right now. But
Amen.
I do have a question for It's important that we encourage each other, children of God, right now, because
Amen.
We are growing. And the shift is real right now where
yeah.
children of God are getting approached by the numbers. You know what I mean? So it's not no longer just the pastors getting approached by numbers. It's true
nope.
children of God, and God's preparing us right now.
Amen.
So the question I've been getting a lot lately in the past week is the doubt with the people, saying that this virus is never going to end. This is the new normal. So my question to you, what is your view to those people who think God is not big enough to stop it at a time that he thinks is chosen to be the time?
Wow. Now, that's a good – and you know what? I've had those same conversations.
Yes.
A lot, too. A lot. Like, you know,
lately, especially,
you know,
yeah.
Lately, and just me, like, when I was approached with that a few times, this is what I said. I said, I feel you and I understand. I've been in places in my life where I thought I would never get out. I thought it would never be open. I thought I did that. And literally, things manifested. So the Bible say, you know, his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. So what we think and see is not Amen. God's plan. Amen. So
Amen.
We don't know, but all we can do is trust. Like I told somebody, you don't wake yourself up in the morning, so you don't go to
Come
bed
on.
At night and say, okay, let me pray I wake up. Let me hope. You really, like, it's God's decision. Your heart can stop. You don't control your heartbeat. You don't control
Amen.
The blood that flows through your body. Amen. So know that God will never put more than we can bear. It is times where he has to show us that he's God. How could God be God
Amen.
If he never does anything? He can say, I'm God. He got to show you. So I would tell them, listen, oh, don't worry. All things will be answered, but know that he's real. If you had any doubt before, if you had any not surety, I think you got it now. Because you have watched the government on TV don't even know. You've seen scientists
Amen.
Don't even know. You've seen the smartest doctors don't even know. They say wear a mask, don't wear a mask, use this, don't. They don't even know. But what we know is God has us. God has shown us over and over again, individually and massively, how powerful he is. So I would just tell him, be patient, please be still. That's all I can tell you, because guess what? I'm standing in expectance too. I'm not no different from you, you know, so I'm standing in expectance. So that's it. I'm just standing in expectance. I'm not wrong to feel. You're not wrong to have your questions and doubts, but know that God is the only answer, because nothing else they can figure out. Think about it. Nothing else. They don't have a cure yet. No. So I can't look at man. I can't look at man. Amen.
Amen. And you know, even thinking about that question, I believe that this is definitely a season where our hearts are in a place where we either put up or shut up, right? I mean, as Christians,
right.
we talk about the word of faith a lot. Like, you know, I believe it, I receive it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now that the proof is in the pudding, again, we go back to the Lord sifting the heart. You either trust God or you don't trust God. It really is that black
Amen.
And white. And
Come
I
on.
Know I serve a God that is well able. The word says there's nothing impossible with him. I serve a God that says that
Come
all
on,
things
that.
Are created for him and by him. I serve a God
yeah.
that is well able with a word to create the whole entire universe, but he can't handle this.
Come
so
on.
I,
right,
I have
exactly.
an understanding that my God, the God that I serve, the God that I
Come
say
on.
I am created in his likeness, is well able to take care of me in the midst of every storm.
In the midst.
Right. That's right.
In the midst. Come on now.
Not
in,
out
in the
storm,
middle of
the
wind
in the midst.
And the waves.
He didn't say, I'm going to wait till you get out. He said, in the midst.
Hey.
And while it's happening. I thought, like I told you, he's a happening God. He ain't an aftermath God. He ain't, let all that happen. And then I show up. No, he proven that in the fire. He's there when it's happening. He's in happening. He's a now God. So
yeah.
I'm trying to cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring that question to here, because the simple fact we've discussed, you guys discussed, I've been listening the whole time, which is good stuff, which is what we do during it. But now I'm getting questions of, again, that question. Like, is it going to stop? And the answer I'll give them the same thing you guys are giving. I completely agree with both of you guys. God is bigger. And you guys
He's
have been
bigger.
Talking about the trust we need with trust during it. But we also
yep.
need to trust God that he can end it when he wants to. But if he
mm-hmm.
can, we have to be in our peace. We have
Come
to
on.
Live in our peace that God gives us. We have to grow within it, just like you guys have been saying. We have to be growing in this. We have to keep learning and
Absolutely.
Seeing ourselves in this. When
God
it's over,
to.
No, God is bigger than it. And it will stop when he's ready. Just know it's
right.
going to stop. Because he can do it in a matter of seconds. He can do it tomorrow. We can't go by
sure
our
could.
Vision. We got to go
he
by
can do
his
it while
vision.
We're talking right now, if you feel like.
Exactly. In the name of Jesus. He sure can. So
but
thank
you
guys.
Ask
I appreciate it.
Why did he allow it? That's what I told somebody. I said, well, you ever thought for a second, maybe he allowed it? Why did he, though? Why did he allow everything to be shut down? What's going on with us that he said he had to do something this big? It's a question we got to ask. We got to look in the mirror and go, man, am I the cause? I'm sure we are. I'm sure he's tired. Like, so I feel that. Like, that's why I'm like, it's a reason. It's a reason. It ain't just to play with you. It ain't just to show his heat. It's a reason. What are you doing with this time? That's what I keep asking, but what are you doing with this time? It's very important. I'm sorry to cut you off.
And you're absolutely right in the fact that there is definitely a process to all things, and it's really, I remember a few years ago, me and the Lord were having a conversation, and he said, if my people really thought they were hearing from me, why are they not responding? We have to have a response to what God is doing, and if our response is not what it needs to be, look, Pharaoh had some responses that were not copacetic with the Lord. So guess what? Now we have plagues coming in because now I got to get your attention because I told you better not, I got to show you better than I can tell you. So it's not that the Lord has not been trying to get our attention. And this is not national. This is global. So he is the whole world's attention at one time. At one time, the Lord said, I'm going to shut you in. Now you have no choice but to look up and realize that there is God. Because for a long time, we had little mini gods walking around thinking they were doing something, right? And so the Lord is like, you know what? I know what I have to do to save the world, not just an individual. We are seeing a salvation plan at a global scale.
Right.
And so I have an understanding that people of God, the Lord is waiting for the sound that's going to resonate to heaven. The word says that when he sent Moses into Egypt, it wasn't because it was 400 years of slavery that was over. He said, I hear the cries of my children. And he responded. So he is waiting for that sound to reverberate from his children. And if we're still in that place of complaining and murmuring, and guess what? The Lord's like, well, I can wait it out.
Absolutely.
Sure can. I can wait it out. I got all of eternity to wait for you to get right. You know?
That's right.
So,
yep, exactly.
And believe me, it is the church that is the game changer in this. The Lord didn't say for the people who are of the world if they humble themselves. No, he said people that are called by my name.
Called by my name.
One of the things I've noticed, too, though, you know, a lot of people went to church every Sunday with worship and honestly the walls and not God.
Come on.
And that can be like an idol in itself. You know what I mean?
Because right.
You're worshiping your preacher. You're worshiping going to church because you're not even doing what you're supposed to do when you get out of church. You're worshiping not God when you're going in the place.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
And we were just
it's
talking
that intimacy
about
intimacy. You were talking about that
heart.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about that. Come on. That
the Lord
right.
is sifting the heart. Idolatry was big. It's still big. You know, it's to the point where if I'm not part of this denomination, I'm not going to heaven. If I don't follow this preacher, I'm not in the end thing. If I don't, you know, and the whole time the Lord's like, but what happened to me and you? This thing started off with you.
Amen.
Come on. Come on.
You know?
You forgot me.
So.
You forgot me.
Amen. Amen.
You
know, when the first.
Me.
That's what I'm saying. You know, one of the first things that we began to see in this ministry was people starting to worship again in their home.
Yeah.
Before it was like, oh, I'm going to worship on Sunday morning, and that was probably, you know, I get the two fast songs and a slow song, and I'm good.
Yep.
But now all of a sudden there's this longing in the heart where, wait, Lord, I've been missing out on something. I've been missing out on something bigger than myself. I've been missing out on an intimacy that I didn't have prior. So people are starting to awaken. They're starting to awaken, and in Ephesians it says sleepers must awaken. The Lord is awakening his church to the greater possibilities in him, and I think that's amazing. I think it's amazing. But what's happening is an abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what we're hearing is what's in the heart. And the Lord's like, okay, I understand that's in your heart, but I got to sift that out too. And I understand that's how you're feeling right now, but I got to get you to a place where you're out your feelings and in my word. I got to get you. And so we're growing and we're maturing, and it's a quick work that the Spirit of God is doing. It's a very quick work. Why? Because guess what? Time is standing still.
Yet effective. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So good.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Good.
So good. So good. Man.
Amen.
So good. This is so needed. Need it, man.
Absolutely.
Talk.
You know you a permanent fixture now, brother.
Oh, listen, you know I love this. Like I talk about this all the time because it's so real, and it's just like, you know, I told two of my boys the other day, I said, bro, I said, you think because I walk with God and I'm a Christian, like I don't still have fear sometimes? You think I don't have unsurety and doubt? I said, you are sadly mistaken. But I just know where I can go to get all those things refilled and replenished or taken away. You feel what I'm saying? So,
say that.
You know, I keep telling people, like, we're the imperfect ones. Stop looking at us. That we're not perfect. We serve a perfect God, so we are walking to be like him, but we ain't him. So if you would stop putting the responsibility of God on us, then you wouldn't be hurt when somebody of a stature in God do something. I had to learn that because I used to be the same way. Like, he the pastor, she the pastor, and they this, and they should be, it should be the same way. Then as I grew, I said, oh, I get it.
Right. Right.
My bad.
You know? I mean, my thought process the other day was the same thing, basically. Before this stuff happened, why have the preacher control what your brain and your mind knows about God? You should have your own relationship with God. Don't
because
let him control how much you know.
It's
you
what
know
you
what I mean?
See, we are, because we believe what we see. Just like when they made the little false golden calf, it's what they could see. It's hard to believe what you ain't seen. It's hard to for people. They're like, well, I ain't never seen it. I don't know if it's real. I can't, you know. And then people, and keep it, we're going to be transparent. I know people who have done stuff like, yeah, I'm going to jump out in the street, and if God loves me, he won't let this car hit me and get hit by a car. I'm like, why would you even, like, yo,
don't test the Lord.
Like, come on, man. Like, they be having it confused. Like, I had to tell this girl one time, I said, listen, God is not no pimp. He ain't no cat daddy. He ain't no just, you pray, baby, I'm going to slide it down to you. Like, I don't know what crazy fashion y'all be having, but he ain't somebody you can rub no lint. He going to give you a wish. Like, that's not how this works. That's not how this works, man. So I think that over time, because people, and I'm going to be honest with you, as times I've watched and been in churches and stuff, and everybody's preaching point is always money. Oh, bless my finances, bless my, to get a car and a house. Like, so people have taken that as the only blessing. So when they get body, you know what I'm saying, healing, it ain't the same. When they get, when, you know what I'm saying, they wake up and go through the whole day without being sick, they don't count that as a blessing. So it's like now, you waking up every day happy because, or you go outside. I know for me, when I walk amongst the earth now, I pray in every store I go to. Like,
absolutely. Come
in
my hood.
Absolutely. Eat bo.
Before I can go, my knees are hit to the ground. God, come on.
For real. And God said, oh,
yeah.
Y'all gonna know me. God, man, listen, this whole thing, I'm telling you, and I'm going to keep saying it, if you ain't growing in this process, then something's wrong. You can't just be in the house just chilling. There's no way through a crisis. You are not looking for Christ. That's why they call it a crisis. It ain't crazy they call it a crisis, because the only person I'm going to call on in a crisis is Christ. They didn't call it a devilishness. Yeah, it's a crisis. So in a crisis, I need Christ, period. Period. You understand me?
I remember.
Go ahead.
I'll just say, I remember when it first started, this stuff started, and people started coming to me and stuff. And God was telling me, all right, tell them to come to me, me and God.
Mm-hmm.
Not me as Felicia, but come to me as God, and I'll answer those questions.
help them as much as you a little bit, but make sure they come to me. I'm waiting for them. They might see God in us, but it's important they have to see God themselves.
Amen.
Yeah.
Process.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is an amazing conversation, and I thank God, you know, when he's in a thing, he is just in a thing. Amen. We are here. We are on the wall. We know that our God is more powerful than all things, and so, again, we're just thanking God for the process and the melting of the heart and for him getting our attention. I tell people all the time, don't you know this is mercy? It could have been after you touched the sky if you wasn't ready.
Absolutely.
Okay? So the mercy is so amazing that he chose to do it at a time where we still had time to get where we needed to be and to be recalibrated and positioned into where he needed us to be. And so I am grateful to the Lord for the what he has chosen to do and when he's chosen to do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Listen, or God, he could have Thanos. If you ain't never seen Avengers, God could have just like Thanos.
Okay.
He could have killed half the earth. He could have just killed half the earth. You would have woke up and didn't know what happened, and then said like he could have did it a whole different way. Like he didn't have to do no warning. He could have just said, "I'm gonna take out half the population, and then y'all figure out what happened." Like, he's so great. Because it's the same God that flooded the whole earth and started it over. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Right. But, you know, the grace of God, as he said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. You know, but I think we forget we could lose our way. Right?
All of a sudden, you know, we
at church, we're doing the Christianese thing. Girl, I got that brand new suit on. I know I'm fly.
Come on.
But I don't even realize I'm on the wrong road.
You know how many people around me realizing Easter? I had so many conversations around, I don't like calling it Easter, around Resurrection Sunday. People were saying to me they never realized how much energy they put into what they were going to wear instead of what the real reason was for. I said, because we'd be so just, so it's like we so distracted because the TV, the internet, advertising, get two suits for $20 and for the whole family.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't no service. So now you're like, well, I'm at home. Nobody cares what I got on. You know?
Let me see where Jamie's at.
Yo, for real. You like, man, like, it's, man, we didn't see this coming because I'm like every person. I thought year 2020, I'm like, oh, 2020, perfect vision. He going to show me perfect sight, and it's going to be perfect.
It is.
This year about to be it. And then Kobe died, and I said, God, what is going on? And that, after that, it has been, it was like, I'm just, this is me just talking. So anybody listen, this is not nobody. I'm just saying, sometimes attention has to be brought. And I feel like when the world seen Kobe die, people that I know didn't even know knew him was in. And then after that, stuff just started. And God said, y'all gonna get a clear vision this year. A real clear vision of who I am. Yeah, I'm gonna show y'all who I am.
Amen. So we are getting ready to transition, and I thank God for you, woman of God. I didn't catch your name, but thank you for the content you have added. It was so amazing. Thank you so much. And I know my brother will be back in Jesus' name.
I'm quarantined. I'm in the house.
Well, you know, because before I had to catch up to my brother, he was jet setting.
That's a fact. I was moving and man out.
Right, he was moving and grooving for Jesus. So we gotta get it while the getting is good. Amen.
Come on, amen.
I am so grateful. I am so blessed. It's amazing to be able to do this with family. You know, one of the things the Lord began to speak to me about is the things that we chase. And that's actually a message that I'm developing, but the things that we chase. And, you know, sometimes we end up chasing after people, places, and things that are not, you know, why are we wasting our time chasing after these things? And so I thank God I've never had to chase my brother. He's always been here, and I don't take that for granted, the loyalty and the faithfulness. We truly thank God for you and for your love for me and my family. Amen. Because I want you to know, if I got to call my brother out the sleeve, it's real. I'm just saying.
Come on. You know what I mean?
So,
I'm sliding up in Jesus' name. You know what I mean? So, you
are. So King Shad Rashad, my brother, please tell the people how they can get a hold of your awesome music.
Yes, you can go to any of the music sites and just type in K-I-N-G. S-H-A-D, or you can go to www.kingshad4ever, that's Kingshad Forever. I have my .com, I have stuff on there. I'm currently working on 3 albums. So the first one I'm going to drop is called On Display. Because God just put in me, you know, everything I'm doing is on display for him. So whether I'm happy, it's in God. I'm angry, it's in God. You know, our whole lives, especially saying we are a son of God, just puts us on display so people are watching what we're doing and judging it at all times. So, you know, I love you, God. I'm going to show that, you know. I'm going to be vulnerable to you, God. That's going to be on display. So, you know, we're going to be putting that out soon. But for now, I'm on all social media. I'm on as far as music sites. I mean, that's what it's music sites. Just type in King Shad. Boom. And once I get the album out, when I first drop the single, sis, you already know I'm going to be on here. You know, I might even do a sneak listen review on here for you, you know what I'm saying? Just hear snippets and get some feedback. So, you know, I love stuff like that.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I actually went on Amazon and downloaded all of the albums off of Amazon Music as well. So, yeah, he's there. Just go ahead and look him up. Support the man of God and his ministry, and many of you already know his music because, he is my main. I play him. He is in rotation. Amen. So I'm so grateful.
I want to let you know I really appreciate you. I appreciate you always supporting. I appreciate you encouraging. You know, I love everything you and your husband is doing. You are very supportive of a lot of people's ministries. You come and show up to people things that who won't even come to show up in yours. You show no malice. You always have something positive to say, and you stay active. So I want to give you your flowers while you're alive. Appreciate you. Love you. I listen to everything you say when you talk to me because you really are in tune with what God says. You don't give what you want to say, you give what God tells you to say, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. And I appreciate your husband allowing you to be used, too, because, you know, hopefully one day I get a wife. Hope she understands. Now, I'm going to be active in God. Hope that she's active with me. Amen.
Hey, absolutely. You know, I tell people all the time, I love my husband. I have never had that war of having to choose God over husband over God. He is amazing. We do this thing together forever. And we were just talking today, and it just dawned on us. We'll be celebrating 20 years of ministry this year.
Come on, and, now, 2020.
You know, I mean, that's something to, that ain't nothing
that's
to sneeze
amazing.
At. Absolutely, and we've done it together. God has chosen us to do it together. You know, we have longevity in ministry, we have longevity in marriage, and we support both. We believe that God uses marriage and ministry, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, so we're planning on doing something for the 2020, in the 20.
In the 20, I like it. So y'all 2020, okay? Yeah,
no. Absolutely.
Come on now.
And,
I like,
you know,
it.
And it's so bad because, you know, we've just been doing ministry. I think, you know, you just do what God leads you to do. And it was Holy Spirit had to remind me. sweetie, you know this is like 20 years. You know that, right? So I thank God for him giving us that longevity and that love, not just for him, but for one another, to be able to support one another in this thing. You know, one of the things that I think the enemy uses against everyone is that spirit of division. And we have just chosen, we're not going to subscribe to that. We're not doing politics. We're not doing any of that. We're just going to do Jesus and let him take care of the rest. He can sift all the rest of it out himself. Amen. So, amen. Okay, so the man of God lets you know, please go over and be a support. Anything that is sown into the ministry on tonight will also be going over to the man of God, because we just want to be a blessing to him as well. And I will be bringing Rashad back on. You know, I know he has a relevant message for this generation, and he has chosen to live that surrendered life. And I love his transparency in God. And so he will definitely be back. Amen. And
amen.
So, but I am not going to tarry the time any longer. I'm going to ask Rashad, give us a quick benediction and maybe a prayer. And then we're going to get ready to release the lines.
Amen. Amen. Well, to sum it all up, just know that God is with you. God loves you. God's keeping you. God is protecting you. He has not left. He is here. He is not a God of leaving. He says he'll never leave you nor forsake you, even until death. So just be encouraged. Just continue to seek him. Talk to him. Just like as we're talking, you talk. He's listening. He loves you beyond your faults. He loves you beyond your mistakes. He doesn't hold them against you. So don't let no one tell you that God doesn't love you because you have fallen. We all have fallen, but we have gotten back up. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for this time, God. We pray, God, that somebody was touched. We pray that somebody had a breakthrough. We pray that somebody who might have been on the edge of being quarantined and just maybe want to be done, God, we thank you. Let them hear something on tonight, God, that brought them back, that brought them to the remembrance of how great you are, Heavenly Father, God. I thank you, God, for my sister, for having the show, for being such a powerful woman, God, for always listening to you, God, and operating in you, God. I ask you, God, to continue to increase her and increase her husband and her family, God, enlarge their territory, God. And God, I ask you, God, to continue, God, to speak to her, God, and continue to let her words continue to touch people she don't even know she touching, Heavenly Father, God. Let this, God, not be the last time, God, that we get together, Heavenly Father, God. I ask you, God, to bless my family, bless my daughters, God, bless everything around me. God, bless my mom. God, just bless everyone. God, bless the people, God, I might not have talked to in a long time. Let them be all right. God, let people who needs food be fed, God. Let people who needs help, God, help come, God. God, we ask you, God, all these things in your precious name, God. We love you so much, God. God, we repent now for all our sins, God. God, and we thank you, God, for no matter what, no matter how much, God, we might have said things, done things that wasn't of your will, you stayed right there and you loved us so. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. So thank all of you. Big ups to my brother. And thank all of you who have come in. And those are going to be listening to the broadcast later. We just thank God for your love and your support. We will be back on Tuesday evening.
Amen. I think my sister got cut off. She said she'll be back Tuesday. I think same time, 7 p.m., so please lock in to Prophet. I love this show. I'm going to be listening way more often. God bless you guys.
Okay. Praise God. Again, I'm sorry we got booted off. We will be back on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Prophetic Sound podcast. Please let's see, Tuesday, that the date on that would be the 26th of May. We'll be on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tell a friend, phone a friend. We are so grateful and blessed, amen, to have been here with you tonight. And thank you for coming, and God bless you. Good night.
Yeah. King Shah. Say that.